Start Juanita with tell me a little bit about when you were born, maybe why you got the name you did, and you know.
Okay, I was born December 5th, 1930. Okay. That's when I was born. Now, what else you want to ask?
Why Juanita? Was that a family name or?
Yeah, that's what my mother named. Okay. Juanita Washington.
And does that name go back further?
No.
So you're second generation, Juanita Jr.
Yeah, I am.
And you were born in New Orleans?
Yes, at Charity Hospital.
At Charity?
Mm-hmm.
I wish they would do something with that building.
I wish they would.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I had to take my son there one time when we were in town for Mardi Gras. We ended up over there, and you know, they did such a great service. I'm sad the charity.
Well, what happened when I was there was the Catholic nuns that did it. So when you have your baby, we had to go on the 10th floor to have your babies. So that's where I had my kids up there on the, so you had a time to go and see them.
Mm-hmm.
But they would bring them to you to nurse them because I breastfeed my, one I didn't feed, Pam. She was a preemie too. She weighed 4 pounds.
Oh, wow.
But I have 2 deceased. I have a boy deceased and a girl. But I didn't nurse her because she was in a preemie too. And I couldn't nurse her, but they're very tickled. So now she's 51.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I have 2 to see. My oldest girl, she's 62. So I had my first baby. I was 20 years old when I got married, but I have a son that deceased.
Mm-hmm. And you were born in Charity too. So.
Yeah, and I brought my children there.
Nice continuity, I guess.
It was much because there was nuns that would hate. It was nuns that would treat you, you know, and it was just something beautiful. But now it's just so. What I had them all there now.
Mm-hmm.
All of my kids there.
Mm-hmm.
I had them all at charity. All of them all there. Mm-hmm.
Where did you go, like, to school growing up? What are the?
I went to. I finished from Booker T. Washington, but I the grammar. I went to. I finished from Booker T. Washington. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. I hear it written down that where they attended LaFon. That was the grandma LaFon. Then I went to Booker T. Washington.
LaFon?
Yeah.
L-A.
LaFon, that's on Magnolia. I think it's still there. I'm not sure.
I know the name is familiar.
I think it is. Mm-hmm. There's there.
F-O-N-E?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I just finished. Mm-hmm.
And you said you got married at 20?
I was old.
You were old? Not old.
I got because I was going to school and it's just...
And how, what's your husband's name?
That's my first name. Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a first husband, then I got married again to Gerald Washington. I'm with him now.
Mm-hmm.
So we got married May the 26th, 1974.
Oh, wow.
So
y'all had a good run together.
Well, this is what happened. You wouldn't believe it. It's something very strange. It's very strange about this. See, I married him May the 26th.
1974.
I'm going to tell you something. You're not going to believe this. I met him. He was adopted. That's right. He was adopted. You're going to laugh, but I don't want you. So I had four children after him because he was adopted. I didn't have any children for him, and he never had any. So I'm in church. I was there 50 years. His wife steps up in the church and asks for him. I said, "What do you want with him?" She said, "I want to get on the welfare." I said, "Get your job and do it." She never had it in, but he was adopted. These are not his children, but he raised me with four.
Wow.
Susie was three, Pamela was six, and four. He'd never been married.
Wow.
His mother adopted him. Mm-hmm. And that's how long we've been married. We're together right now.
Wow. Well, what's your secret?
Well, I'm very happy. I am a Christian mother. I brought them in school, and they in school, and they all, so my little granddaughter graduated, so her point was 1-0. She stayed over the room, my great-granddaughter.
Wow.
But I did go to Dunbar School, too, mm-hmm. and they went to Dunbar, my kids. Mm-hmm. But he was an older boy, so I could not live with him because I was on an usher board, and my pastor told me I was living in that. I said, "Well, I have my divorce." He said, "Well, I think you'll have to get demarried to serve." So he's a deacon in his church right at Nazareth Baptist Church in Robin. Another church I joined. Reverend Walter Hall. It's a beautiful church on Ehrhardt Boulevard. Mm-hmm. So after that, I had the house. Katrina comes along, takes my house. I said, "Lord, what I'm going to do now?" So I move out. "Lord, where I'm going to go now?" So we left and we go over. So guess what? I was in this dollar store, so the lady, she was a minister. "I'm looking for you." I said, "What do you want with me?" She said, I "You know, like you go out, you have your name on the back." I said, "They had on Katrina." Well, okay, we all went together and went there and to Katrina. And the most beautiful house you want to see, she was a minister. And the house was just, she raised her kids, and I moved, and I stayed there one solid year. The guy I had my house, he took my money, and I didn't have nothing. I said, "What is I'm going to do?" And I got a sick child. I said, "Show me the way, please." So now you will see my house just as beautiful. So I wait for Dr. Beckman. So I go to this lady's house. So now what is I'm gonna do with him? I'm gonna raise my children. He this lady 5 months pregnant. I did not want no children. So what happened? The most beautiful things you want, they both was doctors.
Oh wow.
Would give me the baby. What am I gonna do with a baby? I got him. Nell, she was 5 months pregnant with Nels, and Kristen was three. They went to this church. And I learned them right now, Kristen is a lawyer, and there's always for this computer or something.
Wow.
So the lady said, "Who raised you?" She said, "We're not allowed to use meds. I have a nurse, and that's my nurse." I said, "Nels, if your little friends come here, they cannot come here." I raised up their toys and said, "If you're coming in my house, my nurse said, put my toys back on the shelf where you got them from." So that's what they did. "And don't come in here." And so they want to know how did I school them. And it stayed on the honor roll. Kristen is a glory. She was at City Hall. and they don't believe the wife come to the house, to the church, and ask for one. Mm-hmm. You know, so I cannot believe that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I never had any children, but this is the only father that they know. Mm-hmm. They'll go against me now.
Wow.
Huh? Because that's the only father they knew. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So he's a good father.
Well, we've been married that long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And well, it's just two of them now. Well, Pam, she's 52, so she's not looking. She got a dog named Chanel, and Chanel the doggy. Chanel just like her baby. She's never been married. And Linda had children. She has two boys and two girls. I was a twin. Linda had twins, Shemaine and Shemaine, twins. Here comes Shemaine. We're twins. Here come married a husband, married a man. He was a twin. But it's not like the picture of them. It's just a leg, and I don't. But the girls are fraternal. Mm-hmm. One look like the daddy. One look like the mama. They are very pretty. The little girls. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can pick them up. I could pick them up. Somehow I can pick them up on here. I can have a picture, when they're turning, I can see a picture of them on here.
Oh, on your page? Yeah.
Yeah, I can pick them up on here. I don't know how to, see, I can have a picture of the twins.
Gotcha. On your homepage?
So yeah, those are your... I have a, they took a picture of us because they were homecoming. Mm-hmm. It was at the school. They were homecoming queens.
Oh wow, they shared it, huh?
Yeah, so her points this year, it was 1-0, and it was Shemaine. Mm-hmm. And so right now it's just, I enjoyed it, so my house is gorgeous. And it's the boys, you know, I just, and you cannot believe it. It's one of those things, I cannot pick them up.
So tell me, when you think back to your childhood, right?
That's a picture of them.
Oh, there you go.
See, aww. I took a picture with them. Mm-hmm. They are twins, that's me. See, we have it. That's a picture of them.
Oh, okay, they're cute. Mm-hmm. They're bigger now, huh?
This that one. Mm-hmm. And that's Shemaine. Girls.
So think back to like when you were 7, right? Like what's a typical kind of memory for you?
Mother never was married, but after my father raised me. From a little girl, you know, it was two of us, my daughter's sister to see. So he raised us. Because it was just me and my was two.
So, having a dad for a dad and a mom.
He took, well, my mother, you know, she was a housewife. She used to take in, take a iron to support us. Mm-hmm. And, so my father, they were together, but, you know, he said, because he worked for the WBA. He worked, but and at that time they wasn't making much.
Right.
You know that much. They wasn't making that much. Mm-hmm. But he supported us, and it's so that we would have. You know what he wants to have? Because mm-hmm. at the time my mother couldn't read or write. You know at the time, and he didn't. He worked for Time Picayune, but what he did, he would feed the pigeons, and it would go home and read and bring messages, back at the time Picayune, my father.
Oh, so like carrier pigeons?
Some kind of pigeons my father was, and they would come back, and my mother would feed them.
That's great.
And they would send off, put messages on, you know, on their pigeon, mm-hmm. and it would go back to where they was.
Oh wow, yeah, that's kind of a lost art, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But my father did that. Uh-huh.
And so he did that, and he worked for the WPA.
That's what he would care.
Do you ever feel proud, like when you walk around and see something with that WPA stamp, to think that maybe he worked on it?
Yeah, I think so. But you know.
Because there's a lot of, I know in City Park, there are the bridges.
Well, he used to work at City Park, so what he did, he used to bring us toys. See, at the time, the white would get the toys, but the black would get them on them. I'm just saying, I'm telling you what I know. Mm-hmm. But by him working there, he would bring us some of the little toys. Mm-hmm. But on Sundays, the white, we would go on black to say because we was in church and we would stay. So he would bring toys to us.
Oh, wow.
Me and my little sister. Because mm-hmm. he would put the toys out for Christmas.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Mother did housework. She took an ironing.
Okay.
You know, long years ago, people would take up ironing.
Right. So they have like a personal
right,
ironer.
And they would bring me ironing, mm-hmm. and mother would iron them, and it would come and pick them up.
So was it important for your parents that you and your sister like learn how to read? And
yeah, I went to I finished from Book of Wife. We all mm-hmm. finished the school, and mm-hmm. my children, I schooled them, mm-hmm. and I used to wait for school. She had 10. I raised them. They were doctors. So finally, to come to my children, I had to read the 5 and left the other 5.
So you had a lot of...
Nothing but children reading. The last one, they raised them, Nels and Kristen.
Wow. So you've helped a lot of kids read.
Yeah. And one of them said, well, how did she... They asked her. What did she do? She said she must was very smart. I would rush. She said, what'd she do at house? He said, she fixes my lunch. That's what I want to eat when I fix my lunch. It'd be there with the table. Nails, he was smart. She fixes my lunch because I had to cook, bathe him, and fry.
And teach him how to read.
Yeah, so, because they were gone. See, when she would bring them, they would leave me with the 2 children. I said, now I'm walking up and down with 2 children. Someone, it was the funniest thing. I had to bring Nails in a stroller. Yeah, I see this guy put a gun to the man's head. Guess where I was? Under the house with the 2 children laying down.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't. What you putting us under the house? I said, shut your mouth up. I didn't want them to see the blood. So when I got out and I seen them left, I went in to see about a friend of mine. She was weak and I called the police.
Wow.
They were my mother the house with the 2 of them. Mm-hmm. And that's not bad. So I put Nels in here. I said, Aunt Maria, what you think coming down the street? The aeroplane. I'm running again with the children. Scared. So they really had to, you know, I love them. And right now, they're the one got me with my house. Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I don't have to work for nothing.
So those were the kids that you helped
raise?
The last ones.
I raised them.
Mm-hmm. And they're, you said one's a doctor?
They're both a doctor, but she's retired now. Mm-hmm. But he's still at Osea, Dr. Beck. He's still there.
That's
mm-hmm.
nice.
Yeah. And you see, her mother died, but they're rich because they're in jewelry. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's where I get all my jewelry.
Oh, nice.
I get all of it. Mm-hmm.
So when you were watching the kids,
I had a certain day that when I read them, they had to go upstairs to their room and go to bed, and they wouldn't come out of the room until I tell them to come. Mm-hmm.
So they learned a lot of their discipline and their reading and their life skills from you.
And they did. That's what she'll tell you. She'll tell you. Mm-hmm. She said, we didn't. She raised them. She said, and I told they're walking. We went to church. We went to Sunday school. I said, you're supposed to. I want you. So
So in addition to your...
They went to Newman. Mm-hmm. He did. He went to Newman. And she went, I think at that time they went to Newman. And he was played basketball. And it was on the top level. And we want to know, well, she didn't go to high school. But I taught them that. Mm-hmm. And when they come home, go in the room and get your lesson. Mm-hmm. Go in your room and it would go to their room.
So they owe a lot of their success to you.
That's what she said. She said, Juanita was our little guardian angel, but they was from Houston. Mm-hmm. And they didn't know nobody here.
Right.
And I walked in and started with the children. Mm-hmm. And I would love them like mine. Mm-hmm. And they cannot believe it. Mm-hmm.
So you've really, like you said, you've raised a lot of kids.
I raised a lot of them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I think it, you know, I raised my own kids, but like...
But I didn't have a husband, and I just, till I met this him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it takes a special person to like love other people's kids like that.
Right, but they cannot believe it, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I make them get their lessons. So when Dr. Beckman, I had to cook for them, and it wash and iron. And I used to bring sort of made an elevator so I could carry Kristen up and they go to their room. And they weren't supposed to come out there till I tell them. They say they were beautiful children, and right now, mm-hmm. they cannot believe it.
Mm. Well, what about your childhood? Like, when you think back to a particular memory, what's, like, a couple of memories that come up about things you remember being young and something?
Well, what I did, I used to get them up early in the morning, and I work over the river at Harry out there, and I had to bring them to my mother and some more children. I had to be there 8 o'clock in the morning, send them to school, just with children. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But when you think back to when you were, say, 7 years old, do you have like, or you know, or five, do you have like a memory that comes to your head of your childhood growing up in the 30s and 40s?
Well, I always was obedient, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's all I remember, you know, we just had to be obedient. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a special memory? I know you talked about your dad bringing the toys. Is there another memory you have of like a special day or?
No, well, what happened, my dad used to cook, make cakes. And he loved it. Mother would cook because we had a farm, you know, like you go in the back. Long years ago, people would raise turkey. So we had this house next to it. And she would raise chickens and eggs and turkey and be up here for the night cooking. So it's mostly like we had, and like I did, we would have like Christmas dinner, and we would always sit down and eat, because mother would, at that time, they would have a garden, you know, your parents. Mm-hmm. And one time, we'd be out there with blackberries, you know, and pick them, you know, like that.
How far was that from New Orleans?
Well, I wasn't so far because we would go out there. I stayed in Colton all my life.
Okay.
And we would go out there and that you would pick blackberries.
So Carrollton, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And when I saw snakes, I would run again. We were scared of snakes. I had the children running. I ain't going that dinner. My mother said, yes, you are. I said, Mom, I'm not going, and I'm scared of them snakes.
Yeah. I think it's, kids miss that a lot anymore, like being around nature and seeing things, you know,
that's
coming out of the ground.
Yeah, and they were afraid, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's just, this is a beautiful life. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And see, my husband, wait, I mean, he left me, but still, I know somebody sent me to him. Mm-hmm. He never had any children.
Mm-hmm. But raised, help you raise all the...
I raised the other ones.
So, thinking back to your school days, like...
Well, I was a cheerleader for Booker T. Washington.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I used to run track.
Oh, all right. What did you run? I ran the mile.
Well, you know, like you have, like, a baton. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's what I...
The relay.
That's what I was on. Mm-hmm. I was leading my daughter, my sister... would lead on, mm-hmm. but I would take it around.
Okay.
And I played basketball.
All right. So you were, you're pretty active then.
Very. And I'm right now, I'm mm-hmm. still active. Because mm-hmm. I take yoga.
Yoga's great.
I take standing, I take, we have our hands, like we sit in the hand, you know, mm-hmm. hand chair, and I does that. And I have a rug I lay on the floor with, and they cannot believe this. And I love that yoga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you feel like you're stretching out.
It is. Uh-huh.
But you feel a little taller when you're done with it.
I feel so much better, mm-hmm. you know. And I love the yoga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great practice. My dad does yoga too. He's a
We have it at the center.
Yeah, he's an Army vet, so he goes to the Veterans Hospital and does it.
My husband been in the Navy. He can go, but he goes to. He doesn't, but I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I sit there because, you know, I love that yoga. And we have a chair, you know, you sit, sit in the chair?
He's done chair yoga
I like,
too, yeah.
Well, that's what we do too. Mm-hmm. We do that on every morning. Mm-hmm. We sit in the chair and this lady is, I does that.
Mm-hmm.
And I tries to tell them, stop eating so much. And I go walk around the block.
Mm-hmm.
But you walk too fast. We can't keep up with you. But I have these stretches. Because you have certain shoes, you wear these stretches.
Mm-hmm.
So I wear them.
I got a pair of those when I went to Germany.
Love, mm-hmm. I love them. Mm-hmm. I get another pair too. Mm-hmm. I want a blank pair. But and they're so comfortable. But a lady said she went to Susan, you can dress up in them. But I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I love them. They are comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you've been pretty fit all your life. Did you, when you were running track and doing basketball, did you ever take any trophies home, any prizes? Did you?
Yeah, we took them to school.
Mm-hmm.
The school would give us, not us, but the school would give us trophies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite thing that you studied when you were in school?
I was sewing. I like to sew.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I was studying, sewing.
Do you still sew?
Not more. Mm-hmm. Pam does it. But at the center now, I does craft. Mm-hmm. If you come there, you're going to see where I have the pictures of them all.
Okay.
And I did the pictures with them in there. A picture of all of them that came in. So I sit down and I does the pictures. And I does the decoration for Christmas coming, and I'm on one day, so I'm doing that.
So you have a good eye, though.
Yeah, because I just learned how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the little girl I read, she used piano lesson. I should take her ballet, take him to basketball. It was just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I had a wonderful life to be 85.
Mm-hmm. Do you, being born in 1930 and sort of seeing the changes in New Orleans and the world over time, what's the biggest thing you've seen change or that's either been positive or negative for you?
Well, what I'm thinking about, I hate this killing. It upsets me so much.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, I went to work. And Pam said, Mama, come here quick. I said, what's the matter, Pam? She said, they got a baby in your backyard. I said, what? The girl threw the baby in my backyard under the fig tree.
Oh, my God.
Here come the police and everything you can name. She's living today.
Oh, wow.
Why would you take my backyard and throw your baby in my backyard?
Well, I don't know. Maybe there was Maybe there was a reason since you found her. And
well, she living today.
Yeah,
she's
exactly.
A young woman.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want it. Don't bring it in my backyard.
Mm-mm.
Go to the hospital.
Yeah. Although until recently, they didn't, like, you get in trouble if you just drop the baby off, right?
Yeah, but you see, what happened a long time ago, they had midwives, but I went, my mother, we was at charity.
Mm-hmm.
Mother and them had midwives, you know, at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so it was just, and right now my daughter, she working, she's especially able to children, and they love her.
Mm-hmm.
It's very special.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. It's a tough job if you can do it, you know, like it's so rewarding.
I work with the children. Mm-hmm. Now my daughter with disease, she was the Marlin Boys Home. She worked with that.
Mm-hmm.
But she was a teacher too, but she
right.
passed.
When you think back, I remember one day I was here. I don't know if you're here that day, but one of the last days I was here before I went traveling. When the librarian came in and sort of showed her scrapbook, I remember.
Oh yeah,
being,
I did that.
Yeah, really.
I finished mine today too. The
oh,
writing.
Nice.
I finished mine. What we had to do, what you asked me.
Right, the question.
Yeah.
When you think back, I remember her story about being in church on the day like the bus segregation thing was overturned, and she
well,
said
what?
Everybody went, like everybody went out and rode the bus and you know jumped on the buses for joy. I think she was at a funeral, and she said that her dad was like, you know, we're going to go ride the bus because we don't have to, you know.
Yeah, well, honey, what happened, I did at that time, I was riding, I would ride the bus.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, I had to sit in the back.
Mm-hmm.
They would have the screen, but we had to sit in the back.
They had an actual screen?
The screen in the white, so we had one seat.
And so it wasn't just, I mean, so that was the point of demarcation, an
uh-huh.
actual screen.
Segregated.
I mean, what's that supposed to do?
Sit in the back and go to jail.
So, I'm thinking about kind of this, Mr. Leon's questions that for the tour about sort of life pre and post segregation, right?
Yeah.
You know, your school was segregated, right?
We were. Mm-hmm.
And when you think about kind of, you know, and I think about Ruby Bridges
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and the other kids who kind of were the first ones to cross that line, you know, and to try to, when they tried to integrate, what
yeah.
for?
I don't know, because I don't remember that of
yeah.
integration.
Mm-hmm. You just kind of remember before and then
yeah,
it was after. But what about with the bus? Like the first day you didn't have that screen. And
well, I walked to school.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
yeah.
I could walk from my house to Booker T. You know, that
mm-hmm.
we would walk to school.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have that problem.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But what about when you were riding the bus to work? Like, can you remember the first day when you didn't have to go past that screen?
When I was, no, I went to Denver, but I used to walk to school
mm-hmm.
and bring my children.
Right. Oh, okay. What other changes have you seen, like in New Orleans, like a positive change and then a negative change?
The only thing, I'm against of abortion and killing,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and babies killing. It upsets me.
Yeah.
Because you see, when my children come up, they had the little dolls, and my son wasn't allowed to carry a gun. Long years ago, they would make their little pop guns.
Mm-hmm.
My child, they wasn't allowed to carry that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we wasn't allowed to carry that carry gun.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you were kind of taught from a position of
for
peace.
For my mother. Yeah, yeah, right. I'm for peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it seems like, you know, I know there have been waves of violence in New Orleans. There's been highs and lows.
I didn't have that with the people I work for because I raised them and they didn't believe in that
mm-hmm.
segregation.
Right, yeah. So they were more inclusive already?
Right, they
mm-hmm.
are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. try to think. What's your favorite memory with your sister? Like something that y'all did when you were kids?
Well, me and Pat Margie, we came up together, you know what I mean? And we would, you know, and so, we wasn't party till, you know, the my daughter's deceased, because they worked too.
I mean, I know you said you ran track together, and so you did a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we did. Me and her.
So you were very close.
We were very close.
What's your favorite memory?
Now, my brother died. He was 12 years older than me. And your mother come with twins, me.
Wow.
So in other words, he's deceased. Mm-hmm. He was 12 and I was born. So I was 12, he was 12 years older than me. And then she started having children.
Right.
A long time.
Nah.
My brother.
Yeah, that's a big gap.
It is a big gap. Then she comes up with twins.
Yeah.
My mother. Twins, but not twin deceased.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Your sister?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At that time, you know, you didn't have care from another.
Right. What's your favorite memory with your mom?
We were very close. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. After me and my husband said, what I stayed with my mother and raised my children, that I got my own place. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm at today.
Yeah.
Because they had their own, you know, my sister Margie, she never got married, but she stayed with my mother. Mm-hmm. My mother was 98 when she died.
So you have you've got some longevity in your family.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And that yoga is keeping you going.
Well, I want to know why, but, you know.
You feel good and everything's still working.
I feel fine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have a pacemaker, but you don't believe it.
Yeah, no, I don't believe it. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I know they hide on so well now.
6 years.
Yeah. Wow. It's just a little scar.
I had another battery put in it.
Uh-huh.
But So it's just something that, I don't even think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Hey. I don't want to interrupt, but lunch is here. Do you guys want to eat?
Yeah, I think.